Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning, the last program of the calendar year. Soon we'll be bidding farewell to 2024, and we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of our office building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we do each and every Saturday morning, we want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker with Powell Broadcasting, and our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we have a very special and interesting show this morning. We have first-time guest Darren Maurer. Darren is an amateur. Do I call you an amateur paleontologist?
That would be correct.
An amateur paleontologist, and we'll make sure that he explains exactly what that is. Darren's a local guy that is a literally nationally renowned artist, a recognized amateur paleontologist. He's a parent, a husband, a father, a mentor to some young athletes, and we're going to get to all of that in the course of our half-hour program. Darren, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks for having me today, Chris.
Thrilled to close out 2024 with you as our guest, and turn the page to look forward to 2025, because you have a really big dinosaur program at the Sioux City Public Museum coming up on February 1st, and it's going to be a six-month exhibit at our public museum. We're going to get to that extensively in the second half of the program, but as we do each Saturday, we like to begin by introducing our guest to the listening audience, and tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
I grew up in Grand Island, Nebraska. I grew up, I like to tromp around out in the Platte River and hunting and fishing, and I went to high school there and graduated from high school there.
Were you a farm kid or a city kid?
I was in a city kid, but my entire family farmed out in western Nebraska. We farmed and ranched out there, so I spent my summers in western Nebraska farming and ranching. Throwing bales of hay.
That's hard work.
It's very hard work. I always told my kids I used to be a cowboy.
Yeah, back in the day. So high school activities, sports, music, drama, debate, or just work?
In high school, I played some baseball, and I didn't play any other sports, but I did play some baseball in high school.
Were you a decent student?
I was a very good student. I was a student. I probably could have done a little bit better. I was one of those students that I never really had to study or do my homework. I always got it done at school, and then I could, you know, goof around in my free time. But I think if I would have applied myself, I could have done a little bit better.
Yeah, and I think you're goofing around, if I had to bet, would have included doodling and drawing and painting and sketching. And
I did get called out in school a few times for doodling when I was supposed to be listening, and the teacher would say, "Well, you're not going to amount to anything doing that."
And it turns out she was wrong.
She was very wrong.
You've made a living with sketches.
I pretty much made my entire adult living off of artwork.
Yeah, it's an incredible story, and we'll talk about that some more. What came after high school for Darren Maurer?
Well, I went to school at the University of Nebraska for 1 year, and I was a fine art major there, and I didn't really know how that was going to pan out for me. I was, while I was going to school, I was like, how am I going to make money doing this? And so I decided to switch schools, made the big decision, and switched to a smaller community college in Milford, Nebraska. It was Southeast Community College, and they had a graphic design and illustration program there that was very limited to the amount of students that they took in. They would take 16 students every 2 years, and it was an application process. It was like a major job interview in a way, and I went through that process and was accepted, and so I went to school there and got a degree in graphic design and illustration, and went on from there.
So you're fresh out of earning an associate's degree?
Correct.
And I'm going to guess in your early 20s.
Correct.
What was the next step for Darren Maurer?
Well, I worked at a phone book advertising company in Lincoln, Nebraska. We put together phone books. Now, this was back before the days of computer design. And so all of these phone book pages had to be laid out by hand with these little teeny tiny ads that had to be glued in place on a page, and very tedious. And that's not really what I wanted to do. And I did work there for a year, and then I moved on to some other things.
It was a matter of time before you found a way to make a living with your passion, which is art. You became an entrepreneur, a business owner, a multi-time Iowa Duck Stamp winner, multi-time Ducks Unlimited Artist of the Year in Iowa. When did you finally get to apply your passion and make it your financial vocation?
Well, so after I worked at the phone book company, I was back in Grand Island, and I got a job at a sign company there. And I worked there for a while, and then about a year later, I ended up moving up to Sioux City. My fiance got a teaching job in Sioux City, and so I moved here, and I got a job at a sign company here, and there was an artist there that he did a lot of painting. His name was Ron McEwen, and I was inspired by Ron quite a bit, and so I started to work on my paintings. I didn't really paint very much before that, and then about a year or two later, I met another, he was an illustrator, his name was Mick McGinty, and he and I became very, very good friends. And Mick helped me a lot to get started in illustration, and I helped Mick with his illustration career, and there was an agent in California that would get us work, and Mick and I were doing work for, at the time, Reebok tennis shoes. We were doing work for Sega Genesis video games.
Sure.
We did a lot of great projects. We did some work for the second Jurassic Park movie. We were doing a lot of big-time illustration work right here in Sioux City, and like nobody even knew about it.
Well, knowing your passion for both art and dinosaurs, that Jurassic Park must have been a perfect opportunity.
It was great.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Darren Maurer. Darren is an entrepreneur, a business owner, an amateur paleontologist, an award-winning artist, also a sports mentor, a father, a husband. Darren, we got a lot of ground to cover because you're a busy guy with a lot of interests and passions. I want to remind the listening audience that in the second half of the program, we'll talk extensively about the dinosaur exhibit, the fossil exhibit that you and your longtime friend Brian Buckmeyer are bringing to the Sioux City Public Museum from February 1 to July 31. But before we get there, how did you break into paleontology as a young man?
Well, as a kid, I always was interested in dinosaurs, and I would read books about them and draw pictures of dinosaurs and that type of thing. But at the time, I never ever dreamed that I'd have the chance to ever go out and like hunt for dinosaur fossils or that type of thing. After I moved to Sioux City in 1989, in the mid-90s, I met Brian, who is from Mobridge, South Dakota originally, and he had some contacts in northwest South Dakota, some ranchers that owned land that had maybe the potential to have some dinosaur fossils on them. And so we started going out and looking, and we didn't know too much then, and we actually started finding some bone fragments and bones from dinosaurs, which that totally got me hooked, and we've been hooked ever since.
It's a fascinating story. So you're running a business or part of a business. You're an amateur paleontologist. You're also a private artist competing for state and national awards and recognition. And your artwork, your paintings are so extraordinary. As I said earlier, six-time Iowa Duck Stamp champion, two-time Ducks Unlimited Artist of the Year. And after you and I got to know one another, it was an easy decision for the Sioux City community to come to you and say, could we commission a piece of art with you for the USS Sioux City?
That was an honor. When I was asked to do that, I remember meeting you at the running into you at a football game, I think, and we started talking about it and got it rolling, and we had some help to get a model ready for the painting, and there was a committee that decided what the subject matter would be, and I believe, if I remember right, I had about 3 weeks to complete this painting. which we was able to do, and the painting made it out to Maryland, I believe, to
for to the commissioning
of the ship.
Exactly right.
And had it framed, and it was quite an honor.
And to this day, those prints of that original oil painting by Darren Maurer can be found throughout the Siouxland community. And the original, which was on the ship for the life of the USS Sioux City, LCS-11, if you recall, now hangs at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and will in perpetuity.
That's great.
A great memory of our USS Sioux City. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Darren Maurer. Darren is a local businessman. He owns his own sign-making business, extraordinary artist, award-winning artist, but also an amateur paleontologist. And after a short break, we're going to visit with Darren about the exhibit that he and his longtime friend Brian Buckmeyer will be bringing to the Sioux City Public Museum beginning just over a month from now on February 1st. We'll be back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, wishing you all a very happy new year as we close out 2024 and ring in 2025. Be safe out there. Enjoy your loved ones and enjoy the holiday season. Our guest this morning, Mr. Darren Maurer, a business owner, an entrepreneur, an amateur paleontologist, an award-winning artist, a father, a husband, and a mentor to a couple of young athletes. Darren, tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, I'm married to my high school sweetheart, and we've got two grown daughters. My wife's name is Shiloh. We've got two grown daughters, Taylor and Emily. Taylor is married to Jacob Lusebrink here in town, and Taylor is a photographer, professional photographer, and I think the very best around. And our other daughter, Emily, is a kindergarten teacher. And her husband farms. They raise cattle and corn and beans. And Emily is a kindergarten teacher down between at Tri-Center Schools, down between Missouri Valley and Council Bluffs.
And a couple of grandkids?
And we've got three grandsons. One of them is, he's almost three, Shane. And then we've got Cal, who is 9 months old. And Shane and Cal are brothers. Those are Emily's boys, Emily and Blake. And then we've got Bo, who is Jacob and Taylor's son.
And quite interestingly, you have mentored some young, outstanding athletes who have become like family.
They are. They're like my boys. My wife and I started, I guess you'd call it mentoring these boys about 11 years ago. One of them was in Shiloh's first grade class. And she came home one day and asked me if I'd like to help three little guys play soccer. And so we did that. And to this day, we're still involved very much with the boys. They become like kind of like our second kids, and we adopted the whole family, their mom and the three boys, and they play basketball at East High. The Yusuf boys, if you ever watch the sports on the nightly news, you probably see them.
They do an outstanding job, and they're significant contributors to the success that the East High Black Raiders are enjoying right now.
I think so. They're definitely a good addition to the team.
Well, Darren, we've talked a little bit about your background. Tell us briefly about the competitive nature of the Iowa Duck Stamp Contest, the paintings, and how you became a six-time champion of that event.
Well, that would go back to, I mentioned earlier, Ron McEwen, who worked at Kern Signs when I started working there. He was did a lot of wildlife work, and I never really did want to be like known as like a wildlife artist. Just I wanted to be an artist, but I thought, you know, I could probably paint a duck. And so I grew up duck hunting too on the Platte River in Grand Island. So we were out there all the time. And so anyway, I did try one. I did a painting of a snow goose in the year 2000, and it won the competition. Which is a the unique thing about the Iowa competition is it's open to artists nationwide. So they get a wide variety of paintings from artists all over the country. A lot of states are just open to the residents of that state, but Iowa's a little different where it's open to everybody.
And what an incredible job you've done. Six-time winner of that. And again, I wish we had a couple of hours in our podcast with you, because we haven't begun to scratch the surface of your work as an amateur paleontologist and your participation in really a discovery that changed science in the world.
Well, like I said, we've been hunting dinosaurs since the 90s. And in 2003, Brian Buckmeyer found the upper skull of a dinosaur that nobody had ever seen before out in Northwest South Dakota. And we got to help name the dinosaur, and we got to meet a lot of really big-time paleontologists, professional paleontologists, and the skull was donated to the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. So if anybody ever visits Indianapolis, they can see the fossil that was found. It's on display there still.
Truly a remarkable find. It ended up on the cover of National Geographic magazine.
It was. It was on the cover of National Geographic of December of 2007.
If that doesn't underscore the significance of what you and Brian and your peers found, nothing ever will. But that is simply extraordinary. You guys named it Draco Rex, if I remember right.
Draco Rex.
Draco, excuse me.
Draco,
I got that right.
Yeah.
Why?
So,
what was Draco Rex?
We were trying to think of a name for the dinosaur, and we do a lot of programs for schools. We go and talk about dinosaur fossils and dinosaurs, and we were at a school in Vermilion, South Dakota. I believe, if I remember right, it was a fifth grade class, and we still had not had a name for the dinosaur yet. And we were talking about naming it. And there was a kid in the back, and he said, "I think you should name it Draco because it kind of looks like a dragon." And afterwards, we thought, you know, that kid had a pretty good idea. And so that's how it all got started. So Draco Rex translates to Dragon King.
Fascinating. And the Dragon King is now on display at the Indianapolis Children's Museum. And you and Brian are bringing together your collection of found fossils, dinosaur fossils, in an exhibit beginning February 1st at the Sioux City Public Museum. Tell us about what we can expect.
Correct. It's going to be an exhibit that's going to feature some of the most important fossils that Brian and I have found over the last 25 plus years. The Draco Rex that I just talked about, there will be a replica skull on display there of Draco, along with some other dinosaurs that are very closely related to the Draco.
And probably a copy or two of National Geographic laying next to it.
I believe there's a big print of the National Geographic
going to
be there, so that'll be pretty cool. It was an artist did a rendering of what he thought the dinosaur would have looked like fleshed out, and that's what's on the cover, and it's an awesome illustration.
That really has to be the thrill of a lifetime for an amateur paleontologist to make the cover of National Geographic.
Well, I mean, to find something that nobody else had ever found before, that nobody had ever seen this before, was, it's just remarkable that, it's one thing to find a T-Rex tooth, but to find a skull of a dinosaur that nobody had ever seen before is quite remarkable and very rare.
And it changed the scientific community's thinking about dinosaurs in a broad scale, if I remember correctly.
Well, there's two other dinosaurs that are closely related to the Draco. They're kind of like cousins, and there's a big discrepancy in the paleontology world right now on, is it one species of dinosaur that is in different stages of life, like a juvenile, you know, an older dinosaur and like maybe a midlife dinosaur. So we are, we tend to think that it's three different species of dinosaurs. Brian and I are on, we're on that boat, but there's a group of other paleontologists that think it's one species at different stages of their growth.
Again, the thrill of a lifetime for amateur paleontologists to make such a significant discovery, and again, find that discovery on the cover of a publication as significant as National Geographic. You're bringing this all together for 6 months at the Public Museum from February 1st to July 31st. Is this going to be open to the public?
Yes, it'll be open to the public, and I encourage everybody to get over there because I don't know of another exhibit in the state of Iowa of dinosaur fossils that is going to be anything like this. That has been or will be in the future. It's going to be free to the public to go. So load the car up and head into Sioux City to the museum.
Bring the family, bring the kids. Fun for adults and children. You're going to do a couple of lectures along the way, so keep your eyes and ears open for when those come. But you're also looking for community sponsors. And if people want to get involved and support this event, either as volunteers or financial underwriters, there will be opportunities for that, correct?
We do. We have a nonprofit we've organized. It's called the Dinosaur Discovery of Siouxland, which Brian and I have that. And we use the nonprofit for the majority is educational purposes. We do a lot of talks at schools, colleges, universities, museums, and that is what the nonprofit will be mainly used for.
And Brian, if somebody wants to learn more, get involved, or financially support this event, how do they reach out to you?
They can contact either one of us directly. Or through the museum. The museum would have our contact information.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Hard to believe it's only a month away. You're going to be opening a month from now, February 1st, Sioux City Public Museum, the fossil exhibit, the dinosaur finds of Darren Maurer and his longtime friend, Brian Buckmeyer, two incredibly successful amateur paleontologists.
Correct, yes. And you could also contact us through the chamber. We're both members of the chamber. So it's Buckmeyer Law Office and Maurer Sign and Design.
So if you have any questions, you can reach us at the chamber at 712-255-7903. Darren, thanks for being our guest on Grow Siouxland this
Well, thank
morning.
You so much for having me.
And we want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Be safe. And of course, the Siouxland Chamber wishes everyone a personally and professionally prosperous 2025. Happy New Year, folks.